from her husband.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what sort of work she did or what education she had?
No, I know very little about her. Now, her oldest son died with yellow fever in 73, I believe. That's when the scourge, you know, swept the town. Some of the girls had been down, one girl particularly had been to New Orleans and got yellow fever, and she came home and gave it to everybody in Canton. The doctors that came to treat her took it and died with it. And so when Grandpa found out what was happening, he moved his family way out in the country, about 15 miles out. But he and the oldest boy stayed in Canton to guard the city. In that day, they didn't want anybody coming or going, you know. Mm-hmm. They thought it was people who brought it. They didn't know that it was a mosquito biting you and carried it from one person to the other. So he and the oldest boy stayed in town to guard the city. Now, he himself had had it, probably in New Orleans. And he thought maybe his son had had it. He'd been sick when he was right young. Mm-hmm. But evidently the son hadn't, because he took it and died. And I've been told that when Grandma heard about it, she started walking into Canton, a good 15 miles, but no other way to go. But she was going in to see about it. So she met a neighbor who told her it was a mistake, that she'd been told wrong. I guess he told her a tale to turn her back.
Yeah.
And so she went back and didn't know that he was dead and buried for some weeks afterwards. And she never got over it and died herself in a year or two. But my mother was about 12 years old at the time.
What do you know about your father's parents?
Well, other than Grandpa came from Georgia and fought 4 years in the Civil War, most of it here in Mississippi and North Mississippi, and he was made a prisoner down at Ship Island. And died shortly afterwards, maybe 2 or 3 years later with, they said, a cancer. I don't know. But Grandma was the only child and came from Natchez. Well, we've heard a lot of tales about her and all of that, but I won't go into that. She was 10 years younger than my grandfather. But she really bore the burden while he was away and for many years afterwards. She had a large family, and she was a very outgoing person, one of these friendly people, a good mixer. And she must have been kind of smart. She couldn't have held things together like she did. I do remember her.
Do you know anything about your grandparents' education?
Well,
do you know if they could, of course back then people wouldn't have had a chance to get very far, but do you know, say, if they could read and write? Or?
Well, I'm sure she could, because she was. And I've been told that she did go to some college down near Natchez, but I'm not sure that that's true. Seems to me that it would have been mentioned quite a lot, but it wasn't mentioned. How she read a lot of books and
what about your grandfather, the one that came from Georgia?
Well, now, I don't know about him. I just don't know.
Did they both farm, do you think?
Yes.
Would you know where, see, you told me that you have some Irish ancestry. Do you know what